When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time for a Bent News Update. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know...
Well, get bent, turkey.
People are telling us to get bent. Just a few weeks ago, Marcus, we reported that no way was Tom DeLonge going to rejoin Blink 182. And while we were on hiatus here at the Bent News Desk, damn it, he did it.
Did we really say that? Because there was something that had come up that had... I don't remember saying that.
That there was a rumor that he was denying, and so therefore we reported that he was not joining Blink 182. And then, boom!
Man, we got fooled by the trickery like the pro sports teams do.
Jet sweep?
Totally. And I'm glad that they're back
Travis
together.
Travis Barker for the jet sweep. And it's a touchdown, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but I'm glad they're back together. They're a band that's a voice of a generation. I will say this. There has been a lot of complaints online about the price of tickets for their shows. Even, I think it was Mark Hoppus said that he couldn't buy tickets to his own shows online or something like that, so...
Edging's the first song out now. Find it wherever you discover new music. I ain't that cool, a little fucked in the head. They'll be hanging me quick when I'm back from the dead. Get the rope, get the rope, get the rope, get the rope. I'm a punk rock kid, I came from hell with the curse. She tried to pray it away, so I fucked her in church. Don't you know, don't you know. They're back. There's been a little clip, and I mean really small clip, of this song, Face It Alone, found in the vaults, in the corner of a drawer maybe, from Queen, a new song that should have been on the Miracle album, is now out. Find it wherever you get videos. Face It Alone.
When something so near and dear to life explodes sight, you feel your soul is set on fire. When something so deep and so far and wide falls down beside, your cries can be heard so loud and clear.
I love it how a band like Queen every once in a while pops out one of these tunes in the vaults of secrecy, and we get them, and they're always such beautiful songs, and you wonder why that song might have been left off the albums.
Roger Taylor says it was kind of hiding in plain sight, and that's what happens sometimes. Think of the tapes that Lou Reed's family is putting out now that were just him and John playing together. It's being released because people said, well, it's just Dad's tapes. Well, this tape has probably been sitting somewhere, and now it's out. Face It Alone, new music from Queen.
Outstanding.
Speaking of outstanding, Marcus, rumors that the surviving members of the original Alice Cooper band had been working on songs turns out to be true.
That is great news, especially for the fans of Alice Cooper who were there in the early days enjoying their sound. Hello, that must be you as one of them.
Alice, Michael Bruce, Dennis Dunaway, and Neil Smith are working together, writing songs. And there's talk, get this, that Bob Ezrin could be involved in the recording.
Bob Ezrin involved? That's pretty sweet. I can't wait to hear this.
This heavy music bulletin, KK Downing confirming that he'll perform with Judas Priest at the upcoming Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony, saying... I think we've probably got 8 or 9 minutes. I'm not even going to be able to break a sweat. It's pretty good for a guy who's been retired, right?
People need to hear Judas Priest's music, whether it's a medley or full songs or whatever. People need to hear the Priest.
And it's cool that KK is going to make the trip in for the party.
And it's a good thing he's not going to break a sweat either.
sad news while we've been away from Bent News. Just in the last few days, word reaches us about the passing of rockabilly, rock and roll, punk hybrid genius Robert Gordon at 75.
Well, it's a rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie. A rock, rock, rockabilly boogie.
Yeah, this guy is one of the influencers who is not as well known as most. He being inspired by people like Elvis and Gene and Jack Scott and Billy Lee Riley and Eddie Cochran, and in the 70s rolling into the punk movement and performing at CBGB's with a band called the Tough Darts, and then being part of the rockabilly revival again. But being there and being a meaty part of it that wasn't as well known as some of the big names.
And for a lot of guys like my age, Marcus, his albums introduced us to the music that got him into making that sound. One that hit you hard in the gut, age 75, the great Robert Gordon. Well, we always like to keep an eye on what's coming down the pike as far as new music releases. Man, there's a lot of stuff coming. Just in time for holiday buying, Marcus, I know you're shocked, and I know that you've got a report, a special update report on your favorite band in the known rock and roll universe, the Rival Sons.
I'm totally stoked about the new Rival Sons record. It's called Dark Fighter. It's going to be dropping on March 10th in 2023. It is produced by their longtime collaborator, Dave Cobb. They released the first single, Nobody Wants to Die, which is a fantastic, dirty rock and roll track. And the video done in a total Quentin Tarantino vibe. It is wild, and the song's fantastic. Cannot wait for Dark Fighter.
And the tours, oh, they always follow when Rival Sons release a new album. I know you're stoked, and thanks for getting us up to date with what's going on.
Another little factoid about Rival Sons that has tied in with one of our previous episodes, the Muscle Shoals episode. They recorded three songs there from their last album, Feral Roots. They recorded the title track, Feral Roots, Sugar on the Bone, and Shooting Stars. And they all have that Muscle Shoals vibe. It's in the water.
Speaking of the episode about the magic of Muscle Shoals, we came across a couple things for episode updates for this episode of Bent News. First off, you mentioned that Arthur Alexander was the only person ever covered by all three, the Beatles, the Stones, and Bob Dylan. And the answer to that is kind of a yes, and we don't know, right?
We don't know. We haven't found anything else, but we can add Elvis to the Arthur Alexander catalog as well. Elvis! Wow.
Impressive.
Yes.
Also about the Muscle Shoals episode, as I was listening in the afterglow of that whole production, I realized that there's a bunch of artists and songs that we kind of inadvertently omitted, so maybe we need to take another pass down to Muscle Shoals again before too long, Marcus.
I think it would be great to do another episode about the Shoals. It is a wonderful, wonderful area.
Unbelievable, right? Yeah. I had so much fun there. Yeah. That music and everything was great. Yeah, no, Brother Marcus, you know, in our enthusiasm, sometimes we don't always get everything 100% right. That's part of our credo, right?
True, true, true. We know that we're going to make mistakes, and we know that we are learning as well. We know that we're relearning some things that we may have known and forgotten. And in the Genesis episode, I had said the three self-titled albums to start PG's career when it was actually four.
Right. But even though everybody calls the fourth album Security, it was actually the fourth one just called Peter Gabriel.
True, true, true. And I was referring to the three with the photographs with the funky distortions or imagery tied to it. Yes, the dude, nails on the chalkboard. Stop it.
Catholic school education. Hey, will you talk to me, or can I talk to you, or can we talk to somebody about this week's episode all about the politics of Joe Strummer with author Gregor Gaul? Now, you got into the editing on this. I don't know what to expect because I was part of the conversation, but this is different for us, man. Deep stuff.
It totally is different. The depth of the politics is pretty fascinating, and no matter what side of the political spectrum you lie, you do have some sort of politics in common in some way or another with Joe Strummer.
Mm-hmm.
I learned that. Yeah. And I learned that by reading the book, as well as tying it to some of the personal charity work or community work that I do. So just think about all of the things that you do as a person to make the community better when you listen to this episode, because you might see some commonalities no matter where you lie on the political spectrum. And Gregor Gaul is a very well-educated man, very progressive, very socialist in his beliefs, but he's very well-educated, and he's willing to study all sides of the spectrum to learn.
Even the uncomfortable parts.
The only way you can be better is by being uncomfortable. You learn more by being uncomfortable.
I'm feeling uncomfortable right now.
Then maybe we should wrap it up. And just look for the episode on Monday.
That's right. Wherever you get podcasts, which is everywhere, right?
Absolutely. All platforms.
That's going to do it for this episode of Bent News. I'm Ray Coob.
I'm Marcus Goldman.
And when you need to know,
get bent.